reiteration of chapter 24. The good guys are the same, the bad guys are the same. David is compromised by the Ziphim from Midbar Ziph. And they tell Shaul, David is hiding with us, and Shaul comes down and he tries to get David. And not only does he not get David, but David is able to prove to him that had he really wanted to, he could have killed him. You remember in chapter 24, David cut the cloak, and then David all of a sudden had this terrible sense of remorse, and for this he was punished. He would never be warm, as we discussed. And here we are in chapter 26, and we'll discuss a very similar story, where this time David is not going to cut the corner of Shaul's cloak, but he's going to take a few things, say, I got really close to you, I could have done, you know, what you want to do to me. And we're going to see almost exactly the same conversation ensue, but with one very important change. And that important change is already the subtitle of tonight's shiur. But we'll see it inside, we'll appreciate it that much more. So here we go. Vayavo haZifim. Those from Ziph come to Shaul in his home. Hagivat leMor lo David mistater beGivat haChakila al pnei Yishimon. David is hiding, particular location, and Shaul needs very little convincing. Shaul, who of course had given David his word that he was done chasing him, that he knew that David was going to be the king, so on and so forth. Not worth very much. Vayakum Shaul vayirid al midbar Ziph itoh 3,000 ish b'chorei Yisrael. He goes down with 3,000 soldiers who are fleet of foot. Levakesh et David b'midbar Ziph. Vayichan Shaul b'givat ha-chakila asher al pnei Yishimon al derech. V'David yoshev b'midbar. David is in the desert. And he sees all things, happening right in front of him. Vayar kiva Shaul acharav. He sees Shaul coming with 3,000 men. He's, of course, outnumbered. Hamidbar. Vishlach David miraglim. So David sends out a few spies just to make sure this is what it appears to be. Vayeda kivas Shaul el Nachon. And it absolutely is the case. Shaul is coming. 3,000 men hunting David. Midbar Ziph. Deja vu all over again. Vayakum David vayavo el makom asher chanasham Shaul. So David comes to the place where Shaul is camping overnight. Vayar David in a makom asher shachav sham Shaul. And from a distance, David can see where Shaul, the king, is actually sleeping overnight in his camp. Ve'avner ben Ner, going to be a very important person as we go forward. Sar Tzivao, he is the leading general in Shaul's army right there. V'Shaul shochev b'ma'agal v'am chonim sivivotav. Not the first time we've seen this image. Shaul surrounded by his circle. You remember that when he slaughtered Nov, the city of the Kohanim, he was also surrounded in a circle. The spear is going to be very prominent. So just imagine a large circle, 3,000 men, and right in the middle, protecting Shaul and Avner, are these 3,000 men. Okay. Vayan David vayomer l'achimelech achiti v'el avishai ben tzriya achi yoav l'mor, mi ered iti el Shaul. So David, valiant, says, who's going to go with me? To go to the inner circle, and meet Shaul. Right? It's a fearsome thing. How are you going to get out of there alive? Right? These people are coming to kill David. So David says, who's going with me? Vayomer Avishai ani ered imach. So Avishai, who is the brother of Yoav, who will go on to be David's chief of staff, says, I'll go with you. Avishai was known to be an extremely courageous warrior. Vayavo David v'Avishai al ha'am laila. So they sneak up on Shaul's camp. Vinei Shaul shochev yashin b'ma'agal. V'chanito me'ucha ba'aretz mirashotav. So the scene is exactly as we've depicted it. So you have this large circle of 3,000 men, and right in the middle is Shaul, next to him the head general Avner, and right next to Shaul is that spear that made its first appearance, of course, when he was thrusting it at David. David was jumping out of the way. like a hot potato, to get out of the way, and it is stuck into the ground, much the same way that it was stuck into the wall when Shaul was, you know, practicing the javelin toss at David. Okay. David knows that spear a little bit too well. Vayomer Abishai el David. So Abishai turns to David and says, look, enough is enough. If God has allowed us this miracle of being able to sneak up on a camp of 3,000 men, then now is the time and tonight is the night. This has got to end. Let's take out Shaul. Remember, in chapter 24, when Shaul goes into the cave, David's men told him, same deal. I told you, it's the same. It's all the same. So Abishai tells David, Sigar Elohim hayom et oivcha biyadecha. God has handed over your enemy. He is your enemy. You do know that. In your hands. And if you, this is sort of what's implied, if you're not going to kill him, then I will. V'ata kenu na bechani tuva'aretz. I don't even have to take my own weapon. There's a weapon right there. I mean, it's all set up perfectly. Pam echad v'lo eshnalo. All I have to do is, you know, one quick, clean blow. This is not going to be gory. I'm not going to torture the guy. It's not going to be difficult. The spear is right there. I'm not going to need to attack him a second time. This can be quick, and it can be decisive. Vayomer David al Abishai, al tashchitehu. Not a chance. Ki mi shalach yado b'mashiach Hashem v'nika, because who could stretch his hand out against the anointed one of God and be exonerated? Vayomer David chai Hashem. Now he takes an oath in the name of God. Ki Hashem yigafenu. O yamo yavo. His day will come. At some point, he's going to die. Or it could be an illness. Ova milchama yered v'nispa. Or it will be in war. But it's not going to be from me. This is exactly what David said in chapter 24. Me rishoyim yetzei resha. Right? The mashal hakadmoni, you recall. Right? Me rishoyim yetzei resha. V'yadi al tivo. It's exactly what David said. I'm not going to be the one that's responsible for his death. So David says, I have a better idea. I want you to take his canteen of water. I want you to take his spear, and let's go. So it's really interesting. David told Abishai to do that, but the next verse says that David took it himself. A lot of the commentaries point out David didn't trust Abishai with the spear. If I'm going to let him take the spear, this is not going to end well. So the pasuk says David took the spear. Vayikach David et achanid v'tzapach lamayim rashotei Shaul v'yolchu lahem v'ein ro'eh v'ein yodeya v'ein mekitz. Nobody saw, nobody knew, nobody awoke. Ki chulam yeshenim. They were all asleep, and that's not normal. 3,000 men, somebody's got to be up. Somebody's got to be keeping guard. But this was all from God. Ki tardimat Hashem nafla lehem. And that's the point, isn't it? Now, David could have all taken this and said, it's clearly a miracle. God is doing this so that I could kill Shaul. But that wasn't David. Vayavor David ha'ever vayamod al rosh ha'har merachok. So David goes to the distant mountain. Rav ha'makom b'nehem. And it's a very great distance between them. Vayikra David el ha'am. And so David calls out to the people, vel avner b'ner lemor. A very loud voice, sort of carrying across the desert night. Hallo, ta'ane Avner. 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 Are you there? Vayan Avner vayomer. Mi ata karat al melech. Who do you think you are? He doesn't know who's doing this, who's calling his name, to be screaming in the middle of the night, waking up the king. As if Avner is the king's great protector. Well, this is going to be an embarrassing situation. Vayomer David el Avner, Hallo Yishata. Yeah, I've heard that you're quite the warrior. Mi chamocha b'Yisrael. Who could even be compared to you amongst the Jewish people? Vilama lo shamarta el Adonecha hamelech. You're the protector of the king. Ki bo achad ha'am la'shchid ad ha'melech adonecha, because somebody was just in the camp with ill intent. Is that true? Absolutely. What was his name? Avishai. Somebody was just there prepared to kill the king, says David. Lo tov ha'davar hazeh asher asita chay Hashem. Ki b'nei ma'viratem. You deserve to die. Asher lo shmartem al adonechem al Mashiach Hashem. Because you, Avner, and the 3,000 with you failed to protect the anointed one of God, the King Shaul. V'ata. And if you don't believe me that somebody was right there, Re'ei, Eichanit HaMelech, where's the spear? V'yatzapach HaRamayim, where is the canteen? Asher Mirashotav. And Avner is speechless. I mean, who could say anything under this situation? It is just mortifying. It's a humiliating situation for him. V'yaker Shaul et kol David. But Shaul wakes up and he recognizes David's voice. And now, for the second time in 3 chapters, he says the 4 words, Hakol chazeh b'ni David. Is that your voice, my son David? Vayomer David koli, it is my voice. Adoni HaMelech, my master the king. Pretty deferential. Vayomer lama ze Adoni rodef acharei avdo. And why are you chasing after me? Remember in chapter 24, he compared himself to a dead dog, a caliph maid, etc. Ki me'asitu me'abi adi ra'ah, v'yata yishma Adoni HaMelech at divrei avdo, im Hashem esitcha, v'yarach mincha. If God has incited you against me, maybe I should bring a korban. And if it's people that are inciting you against me, v'im bnei adam arurim heim lifnei Hashem, ki gershuni hayom yistapeach menachal Hashem limor lechavod elohim acherim, because in principle I'm going to have to go into exile, and I might as well, in leaving the land of Israel, I might as well, not literally, but be involved in idolatry. The Gemara says, person who abandons Israel, it's like a person who abandons God, who takes up idolatry. V'atal yipolda mi'arta mineged p'nei Hashem, ki atza melech Yisrael v'akesh et parosh echad, kasher yodof ha'korei b'harim. And you, the king, are chasing a little fly, an insignificant nothing. V'yomer Shaul. And Shaul says, chatati, I have sinned. Shuv b'ni David. I want you to come back with me. I want you to come back. Now this is really the first significant change from chapter 24. Okay, you could say David didn't cut his coat anymore. He took something. That's kind of a similar idea. Shaul now says, I want you to come back with me. Ki lo avra lecha od tachar asher yakra nafshi b'necha hayom hazeh. I will never continue to harm you. I know that I'm mistaken. Vayan David vayomer, but David says no. Hine chanit hamelech. He says, just take your spear. Vayavor echad mehanarim vayikachaha. So one of the 3,000 men comes along, takes back the spear, not even the canteen. And David just says the following. Vahashem yashiv la'ish et tzidkato ve'munato. He doesn't address Shaul directly in terms of Shaul's invitation. He says, God will give a person back his righteousness and his integrity, his faithfulness. Asher netancha Hashem hayom biyad v'lo aviti lishoach adim mashiach Hashem. I was given the opportunity to kill you and I did not do so. V'nei kasher gadla nafshecha hayom azeh b'inai. And as your soul was precious in my eyes, may God value my life. Shaul, I'm not interested in whether or not you value my life. I don't believe you. But may God value my life. Whether you value my life or not, I think that's a settled case. Vayatzileni mikol tzara. Vayomer Shaul David, Baruch ata b'ni David, blessed are you, my son David. Gam asot taseh v'gam yachol tuchal. Continue to be successful. The Targum says that this again is a reference to David who will reign. And Shaul affirms that. Vayilech David le darko. And David goes off on his way.
and Shaul returns home, but Shaul shav in kama. So let's discuss the critical difference. Three times in this chapter, Shaul refers to David as his son. Number one, Hakolcha Zebini David, just like in chapter 24. Is that your voice, my son David? Second, Shuv Bini David, come back with me. Third, Baruch Ata Bini David. Three times Shaul calls to David and says, my son. Not once does David refer to Shaul as Avi, as my father. Remember in chapter 24, David refers to Shaul as his father. Avi, re'e gam re'e. Not anymore. Not anymore. David has crossed now. He's not going to harm Shaul. But not out of sentiment, not out of emotion, not out of a sense of attachment, but out of a sense of principle. When Abishai says, let's kill him, David says, it's a bad idea. Who's going to kill the anointed one of God and get away with it? Meaning, it's not that I'm telling you not to do this because he's my father-in-law, because I still feel loyal to him, but it'll just come back to bite us in the end. It's a pragmatic calculation. When Shaul says, I want you to come back home with me, I want to be able to, for things to be the way that they were, David's response is, take your spear. You want to take something home with you? Take your spear home with you. I'm not going. The one of the 3,000 men just comes and picks it up. And fling it at him. Yeah, it's interesting. Chapter 24 and chapter 26 are almost exactly the same. But it's precisely that similarity that accentuates the difference. It's all the same except this one. And I'm not going to say it's a small difference because it's a critical difference. Because at this point, that emotional bond between Shaul and David, and remember there was a bond. It was a very close bond. And it was about family, and it was about more than that. Is severed. It's severed. And as the Pasuk says, Vayilech David ledarko, David goes on his way, Vishaul shav limkomo. Their paths aren't crossing. And David's just in a holding pattern. He knows that he was anointed by God. And he says, look, Shaul's day is going to come. In illness, in old age, in war, at some point, his day is going to come. And that will be my day, but not before then. And my job is simply to survive until that day comes. And so, in chapter 26, the tragedy of Shaul comes full circle. Because you hear Shaul, not once, not twice, but three times, trying to reach back. It's this moment where he's trying to be able to reset things. Hakol chaza b'ni David, shuv b'ni David. Let's return, go back together. But shuv also means to go back in time, to return to the way things were. Baruch ata b'ni David. And he blesses him. And here's Shaul, who of course has caused all this trouble, reaching out, but it's all too late. This is an important moment in Sefer Shmuel. Because the lesson here is that there's only so much a relationship can take. We call it the breaking point. And this second time, after Shaul had given David his word and said, I know you're going to be the king, and I know that you're going to, you know, rule over Israel, and the only thing I ask is you don't harm my family, and they agreed, and they promised each other. And then Shaul comes for him again. You know, at that point, it's like a sad thing. It's like, unfortunately, sometimes it happens in the context of a marriage, a relationship, where a person is holding out hope and hope and hope, and there's all this stuff going on, and then at some point, things turn. There's a straw that breaks the camel's back. There's something that makes reconciliation not possible. And that's the tragedy, because Shaul continues to reach out, and the only answer from David is, you want to take something back home with you? Take your spear. And that's a very symbolic moment. Because when David says, take your spear, what is that spear the symbol of? That spear is a symbol of when Shaul first started attacking David, throwing the spear at him when he was playing the music. He's saying, if you want to know why you're going back home empty-handed, really, that is to say, without me, then you don't have to look any further than this spear. This spear will tell the story. This spear will carry within it the symbol of why it is that you're going home without me, because you've been trying to kill me. Not once, not twice, not three times, but relentlessly, tenaciously. And David says, I'm done. Vayilech David ledarko. And so he just goes off on his way. V'sha'ul shavlim kamo. And Shaul goes back home. And from this point on, David realizes that he's not safe anywhere in the land of Israel. Remember the Zifim, that's still in the tribal area of Yehuda, says he can't be there, can't be safe there. And so from this point on, David is going to have to consider his alternatives outside of land of Israel. He already foreshadowed it, Kir Gershuni Hayom, Mistapeach Benachalas Hashem, Lemor, Lech Avod Elohim Acherim. In effect, David feels that he needs to go into exile. It won't be the first time. You recall before, David feigned insanity, tried to get, literally seek asylum, as the expression goes, with the Plishtim. Achish, the king of Gath, said, "Hachaser li meshugaim? What do I lack for people who are not in their right mind?" So what we're going to see, God willing, next week is David again, as we begin chapter 27. Again, we're coming close to the end. It's only 31 chapters. We're getting there. By the end of the month, essentially at the end of the book. So we'll talk exactly about this, about David into exile and the final moments of Shaul's reign, which are indeed coming very soon. So hold it up there. Pick it up with chapter 27 a week from tonight.